I help everybody that I'm around. I'm always ready to uplift anybody that I'm around. Ask anybody that's around me, they'll tell you. Now, I'm one of the most self-motivated and one of the most, like, motivating people that you can have in your life. I swear, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to make sure I push you, I motivate you, that you're happy with the situation that you got going on, that you have somebody that you can talk to. Like, that's what I do for people, you know what I mean?
What up, world? This is Recorded Podcast, man. We got something special today, man. Great energy in the building. I had to call on, you know, the super friends, you dig? You know, when people, when the light is dim around the world, you got to find the light in the world. And, man, this dude right here, man, it was just something special about him. I don't know him very personally, but I just seen him. The energy's great. He got me some of my first good shots as a photographer, man. Go check out that August4thPhotography.com. This dude, man, he's a good dude, good brother. So we're going to bring good energy. We're going to make it through this together, man. So please introduce yourself, King.
That's right. First off, I want to say good luck, man. Thank you for having me up here, man. My name is Marley. Sometimes I go by YM. That stands for Young Marley. But, yeah, man, my name is Marley. I'm from Queens. 24 years old, and you know what I mean? I want to say thank you once again, man, for having me up here, man. I appreciate, you know, the platform that you're giving to, you know, us young brothers and us young sisters, you know what I mean? These dads do anything, and kind of like, you know, to speak themselves, you know what I mean? They kind of like how they feel. So I appreciate that, man. Thank you for having me, man, once again, man.
Oh, yeah, I got you. So how you been holding up on your end, man? How's everything been? Everything been good? Are you staying positive?
Oh, yeah. That's something good to dive into ASAP, man. Yeah, it's real tough, man, you know, with the quarantine and everything. As you know, man, I'm kind of like a worker, man. I be outside, you know what I'm saying, wanting to kind of run around. You know, I don't really like to just stay cooped up in the house and everything. Although I will say, you know, being in the house, you get to avoid, you know, the troubles of outside and everything. But it's still, like, as long as, you know, you're working, you're grinding out there, man, I just kind of miss, like, that grind and that flow. But otherwise, other than that, what I will say, though, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to have health. I'm blessed to my family good. You feel me? They're not calling me, and they're not telling me X, Y, and Z sick. My grandmother's already sick, so it's kind of dope that, like, you know, she's fighting through these times, and she's not ending up sick with the whole quarantine, you know, kind of, like, affecting older people. So, like, you know, that's kind of dope. And they all up in New York. So, you know, it's really heavy in New York. They got, you know, the most cases across damn near the world, you know what I mean? So the fact that, like, you know, they ducking, my whole entire family still in New York. So the whole fact that they still ducking the quarantine, they ducking the corona, man, that's the only thing. I feel blessed for that.
Man, I feel, man, I got family in Brooklyn, man. Shout out to my Aunt Nigeria, my family, man, everybody in Brooklyn, really, my family that still live there. And some in Long Island, man, New York. It's crazy because it's like, you know, the city is just a hotbed for germs because it's like, bro, it's like a lot going on. It's too many people, everybody on top of each other. So if something like stuff people touching and coughing hit a city like that, you already know it was bad. So it's like definitely prayers and shout out to everybody doing the best they can, making it through, staying in the house, grinding, staying positive throughout these times, and everybody that's helping. The healthcare workers, firefighter, everybody, anybody that's helping, period. You, even if you at home, that's though. It.
Nah, that's real though. That's real. You feel me? Cause like for that is the thing, man. Them cats out there risking their lives every single day. You feel me? Like, and that's why we gotta do our part too. Like you said, New York is, man. New York is, you know, like growing up there. I'm pretty sure that you get it, like. But you know, for those listening that don't, like. It's like we real close to each other as much as we got all that space. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not like the, you know, that's why we got like projects and we're all on top of each other. That's kind of like how New York is. We all just piled up with each other. So, and that's the reason why, you know, the germs pass. I'm pretty sure you guys seen the subway stations. You know what I mean? The subway stations are crazy, and that's on a regular day. So now think about it. So, you know, of course, like you said, germs easy to pass. So anybody that, you know, work in the kind of like emergency fields, my mom is actually a nurse. So she hasn't missed work at all. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of been frontline and with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in the clinic, making sure that they good. She said her clinic been heavy. So she working every day still. So, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that she really good, because, you know, she right there in the face of the disease and in the face of the virus and, you know, all that stuff. But, hey, yo, yo, man, let me ask you, Chris, man, just a quick question, just so I don't slip up, you feel me?
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah, man. Yo, it's just crazy, man. Just, like, the nurses and everything that's really fighting, and doctors, everybody, man, shout out to them. Like, I work at
the hospital,
and people like, yo, this joint is just some bullshit. I'm like, no, when niggas shut, put it this way, when people shut down money, it's not a game. Like, when the money is shut down,
it's not.
When the NBA stops, think about a time when you look across the street, and every day it looked like Christmas, where no stores is open, nothing, for weeks and weeks and weeks. That ain't a game. And I work at a hospital, bro. Cause so it's like, yo, I work and see this, and people is going into work. We going in every day scared. Like, we don't know what's what, but we gotta go. We ain't getting no hazard pay right now. We just going in regular shift while people just is at home or whatever. But we, you know, we out there, we trying to help out as much as we can, and we don't know as much as the next man, but we in the ground zero for it. So it's like the people that's like, yo, this is bull, it's fucking up my money, it's all that. It's like, bro, whatever you didn't have, you can get it back.
Your life, nigga.
Exactly. Whatever you didn't have, you can get it back. And right now, it's a very bad time with people losing their life and people scared and stressed out. But it's a great time to connect with your family. It's a great time to figure out who really is in your corner right now. If somebody ain't call you in this time right now, I don't know. I don't know, fam. I don't know if they really care about you like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Because that's what I was thinking about, too. Like, you know, it is that time to check up on your people. You know what I mean? Especially those that, like, you know, they're battling with certain, like, demons that's just in their closet. Because, you know, it's through isolation, you know, we can't protect ourselves the way we could when we, like, wrapped around all the people that we love. So, like, let's say, you know, you got a whole bunch of people around you at a party, you can be able to smile it off and, you know, any kind of, like, the thoughts that you have. But when you isolated with your thoughts all day, so it's not even, like, you just fighting the virus, you also fighting yourself. This shit is crazy, like, you know what I mean? Like, so for them people, too, like, you know, you got to make sure you check up on them cats, because those, they fighting themselves, man. They fighting their thought processes. They fighting everything, you know what I mean? Like, and then the ones that, you know, kind of like myself, we don't have it all together, you know what I'm saying? We kind of, like, just hustling out here, like, we kind of going with it, going with the flow, making sure that we doing the right thing. Them cats also, you know what I mean? Because they don't got that kind of, like, security, you know what I'm saying? Like, that most have. So they struggling to pay their rent right now. Their financial situations is different, so definitely go check up on your people and send love when you could, you know what I mean? That's definitely
for us. Especially the creatives, because most of the creatives, man, and you in that world, too, it's like, ain't no unemployment. You know what I mean? They hustling. Sure. They hustlers. And, like, you could get outside. They say get outside and hustle, but we can't go outside. So, definitely on the creatives, the people that you know that's getting it on their own, man, check up on them or anybody you really care about. It's going to be a lot of relationships that's going to grow through this time, and it's a lot of relationships that's going to fall apart in these times. But I hope you on the right side, like everybody on the right side of that situation. I hope you end up on that side, man, for real.
That's a real thing, man. I got people close to me that's dealing with these things, you know what I mean? Like, and then also, like, you know, having the thoughts myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like right now you're so stagnant, you're so anxious to get back in the field that you wonder what you're going to do when you get back, and you wonder if you're ready and prepared, you know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people are doubting themselves right now. They don't know how it's going to look when they get out of here, you feel me? They don't know how long this is going to take. Imagine if you are creative, though. You are taking off 4 months out of work, 3-4 months out of work. You fucked up right now, you feel me? You got no paper coming in. It's over.
Man.
It's over. Like you said, unemployment don't apply for you. It's over.
Man.
So now you can't. You don't got that many means, you know what I mean? So for those that's out there, you got your mind, you feel what I'm saying? One, you got your mind. You got to drag your mind and make sure that you go with that. So as long as you're strong mentally, you should be all right. You can move forward. You can kind of find the pieces that make sense.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the good brother Cam Kirk, man. I see him doing stuff for the creatives, trying to get that pot going. man, he's just a staple in the community. We got to really touch on him a little bit later. But, man, I want to know, man, where did you get your positive vibe and your energy from? Did you just always have that, or where did you get that from? Where do you say it comes from?
It's crazy you say that, right? But, like, it's kind of like if you got to know, like, my whole family, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of all the same. So, like, none of us really be on, like, the, you know, heavy depressed and not really, like, smiling. Like, we always, like, from my mom's, my pops don't got none of it. So, he not going to give you none of that, like, too much happy, joy, play, you know what I mean? Like, my pops is really, like, straight, you know, down to business, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't really too much mess around with any of the tomfoolery. But, like, my mom, she got the other side of the family. And it's truly, like, opposite, though. Like, my mom is mad, happy. Like, my pops are laughing all night. Like, my mom's a crack jokes, like, and she would try to brighten niggas' days up. Like, we be in the crib, your day be blown. My mom's coming to the crib, do some dumpster. I mean, just to kind of make you smile or whatever. And, like, that's kind of, like, where I got it from, like, for, like, that positive mind, like. And then, like, when I was growing up, like, there was a lot going on, you feel me? Like, so now that I've defeated and beat all of that, like, it's kind of like there's no need to really be, like, stressing, or there's no need to be down, there's no need to be happy, especially with things you can control, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of shit I couldn't control before, and actually was just attacking me, you feel me? But now it's, like, I can control things, so I'm just happy all day and night, you know what I mean? Like, just living just happy, bro. Like, and I'm not, and to be honest, though, too, on that, my vibe high, but, like, you know, it's ups and downs everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just know also where to bring it. You're never going to see it outside. That was another thing, like, she told me, like, you know what I mean? Even if you dread or even if you're mad, I used to have a bad, I used to just not be able to do it, but, like, you kind of just want to, like, mask and hide that, you feel me? Just, like, you know, just hold it down and make sure you get through the day, and you don't want to blow nobody else's day because their day is blown, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like that McDonald's effect, you feel me?
And you never know, like, that smile you could crack, even though you was having a bad day or something like that, could lead you to a grand opportunity, like a crazy opportunity to bump into the next Cam Kirk, the next whoever. You never know what can that bring, or like, yo, you just was real positive and somebody needed somebody on their team when they were starting that business or whatever, you know, and they just like, yo, let me get somebody on my team like him. I don't know what he does, but I ain't never seen him bad off, but I need to recruit him on my team.
That actually happened. I swear, like, it's funny you say that, but, like on a high level, like, you feel me, like, that actually did happen, like, before, like, you know, it's kind of like how I got the golf show going on now. A lot of people, I produce a golf show, you know, so, that's so far from what you would say is, like, who Marley is, you know what I mean? Like, it's like golf, like, you know what I mean? Like, you haven't seen me out there, never heard me say anything about that. This is my first time going to golf courses. But, man, I swear, like, shout out to Edgar, man. I hope he listens out to this, man. But, yeah, I came to the studio one day, you know, and basically he just had a book. And within his book, he kind of, he wanted to bring his book and make his book into a show. You feel me? So, like, he kind of wanted to bring, like, just that black podcast kind of feel, black talk, like the shop kind of that wave to golf. You know what I mean? And kind of get to know people and just have, like, celebrities come out and play golf around the golf with them. So, you know, it sounded dope to me. And, like, literally, you said, man, just through, like, my high energy and, like, you know, just kind of like that vibe that I brought, kind of like where anything is possible, it could all get done. You know what I mean? Like, no no's, all yeses, like, it's just like, obviously I'm no yes man, but you know what I mean? Like, making sure that, you know, that I'm not just shutting things down or, like, you know, I'm kind of have a broad mind. He said, yo, just bringing that flavor, that vibe, man. He's just new off the rest to kind of, like, you know, work with me and everything. So it definitely does help. That's why I tell people, you got to smile. If you don't smile, you're not here smiling, you don't know what you're doing. You just out here frowning all day. It's like, what's wrong with you, nigga? Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, somebody, like, I live by, I remember my aunt said it could be better, it could be worse, man. So it's just like, a lot of people got to live by that, man. So, yo, New York, man, what does New York mean to you, man? New York is just a special place, and it really hurt, you know, to see your girl down and out. But it's like, what does New York mean to you?
like you said, man, New York is home, man. Like, New York is like my identity, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what most New Yorkers, that's why we strive other places, because, like, you understand our true identity, like, and we don't too much stray away from it. Like, we New Yorkers. Like, I don't know nobody else that, like, or no other places, at least, like that, you know, they stand on where they from, like New York, you know what I mean? Like, and that's from any state, you know what I mean? I guess cats from L.A. kind of do it. I don't really hear nobody from ATL. If you go to the other cities and everything, they're not really standing on, like I'm in Atlanta, you know what I mean? I don't know if they call it ATL, you know, whatever, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really, you don't hear it as much as, like, you know, you catch the New York cat, you catch his vibe, you hear his accent, you keep his swag, you feel me? Like, it's just everything, like, and then that's what I feel like New York gives the niggas, like, so we just different. So that's why somebody asked me, like, what New York mean to me, it's just like, that is me, you know what I mean? Like, that is me. It's just that I've been out of New York for so long, it's ironic, you know what I mean? Because, like, you think that by this time you would lose it, because I left New York when I was 17, you know what I'm saying? Like, and not to say that it's so long, but I went to school, then after I went to school, I graduated, came back out to New York, then I came straight to the A, so you know what I mean? Like, it's like New York still is only going to be through me because, you know, from birth to 17, that's exactly where I was at. And that's where, you know, go through all your adolescence. That's where you get your swag. That's where you get who you are. And then that would just teach me to be more hungry because there's so many people out there. Like, I keep trying to get people to understand, like, if niggas are thinking about grabbing a barrel and they think about it anywhere else, there's no other better place to think about it than New York City. Like, it's crazy. Like, we are the crabs in the barrel. It's 8 million of us. We have the largest population in the city. Then we don't have the most land. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's 8 million of us if we got 8 million acres. Like, it's like we only one city. You know what I'm saying? Like, five boroughs. That's what we got. You know what I mean? Like, and we literally 8 million people in five boroughs. So it is crab in a barrel. Like, there's 50 high schools and it's hundreds of high schools in each borough. So even, like, sports-wise, like, you're competing against different high schools. It's just New York, man. That's just New York, big word. I don't even want to rebel, man.
So if I put you on the spot right now and say who your favorite rapper out of New York, but is it going to be out of Queens or period? Who's your favorite rapper from New York?
When you say that, you mean, like young, old, like, where you want to go with
period. This? Period. Right? Like, period?
Just, oh, nah, he not out of Queens. I fuck with Hov, you know? I think that shit that he did was different, like, I think he crossed over, like, the proper way, though. You know what I mean? Like, to me personally, like, he ain't do no dick sucking. You know, he did what he had to do for himself. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he didn't, you know, appeal to everybody and every crowd. When other things was popping, he didn't jump his way. He kept his rap shit going on. You feel me? Like, even when you think about the death of Auto-Tune and all of that, like, through all these times where they were saying he was washed and it's over for that boy, you feel me? Like, nah, he came back and said, nah, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, word, they singing on tracks, that's not gonna be me. You know what I mean? And then to stay so, to be honest, when I say he stayed focused, you know what I mean, within his shit, like, you see the interviews from back in the day, boy been rapping, he old, you know what I mean? Even rapping with big little niggas stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he old cat, but, like, he just dropped out in 2018. You know what I mean? 2020, with Jay, you know what I'm saying? Like, electronic. So it's kind of like he done crossed through so many different decades, like, so many different things. Like, it's tough. He's so tough. And then now the type completely in the business, it's kind of like, you know, that's where it goes. Like, and then the influence on music itself is just hard, though. I really do think that he's a tough sitter. Word.
Man, and people don't understand because everybody see the Jay-Z now, and they wouldn't be like, yo, yeah. Like, he's cool, yo, he's been on top, it's kind of boring, it's the same. It's like, yo, he grinded like none other. He was like 25 or something when he popped. Like, he didn't pop like young, like everybody else.
Dropping his first album.
Yeah, like, come on now. And then
first album at 27.
He had to, and he got kicked off his label. Everybody, you know, like an uncle he looked up to, looked him in his face and said, nigga, you'll never be LL. To his face, like, yo. So he would go around, people don't know, you know, I'm big on Jay-Z, like, he would go around with money trying to battle LL, like, please, I'll pay you, I will pay you to battle me. Like, he would really go, and people just was like, He ain't it. He been told he wasn't shit for so long, just like for everybody, especially the creative. That's a story of like, yo, you got to keep going, because the greats, really the greats, not the niggas that popped and had one song. The greats was told they wasn't shit from the beginning. They was like, nah, you whack. Even his wife, Beyonce, Paul Wall said in an interview one time, he remembered Destiny's Child going on stage in their own hometown and getting booed. Like, yo, y'all niggas is whack, boo, in their own hometown. Like, yo, Beyonce and it was on Star Search way back in the day. If people know that, getting kicked, booted off, all that shit. But they kept going. So the greats, the ones that's going to be around, they don't pop immediately. They kind of grind and they build on it and build on it, while the niggas that got hot and got lazy off top, they fell off. These niggas just was like, no, I'm hungry, I'm gonna keep going. And then when they get on top, they ain't letting that shit go. So for people that be hating on the greats when they get big, just remember they wasn't always that. And you ain't always that right now. You ain't always on top, but you can keep going. You can keep grinding. You can keep moving, especially in these times. I read something the other day that Uber was started out the last recession. Airbnb, come on, man. What you starting out this shit, man? Let's get this shit going, man. Let's figure it out, because we got to keep grinding. We can't sit around moping and shit like that. Especially, man, like, they say, like, black people was built for this shit because we come from oodles and noodles and shit like that. And just, yo, we
blood pressure, all that,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying?
Yo, I'm here, all that shit right now. 283 types of noodles.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't the best for us, but we struggle. But then we doing the in-home workouts, man. Everybody doing in-home workout. They doing whatever they got to do. We built for it because we come from not having as much. Whereas people, when they had big old houses and stuff like that and they could move around, it's like, this is comparable to jail. Like, nah, nigga, this is kind of taking a step back for some people for a minute and humbling them. So when they get back outside, they going to be ready to go, because it's like, damn, I had to revert back to the old days. But now, when we get back outside, we ready for this shit, man. We ready, man.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. You know what I mean? Like, I was just on the phone with my man last night, and I kind of was chopping it up with him. And, like, you know, we was going back and forth, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, just about, like, growth and, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know what I mean? Because what happened is that through these times, you kind of doubt yourself. But, like I said, that's neither here nor there, you know what I mean? Like you said, though, you got to make sure that we ready for when we get back, you know, we ready to get outside and, you know, we kind of like jump right back into it, because that's what's going to be the scariest thing about it. It's like, did you remember when you left off? If this shit go for 3, 4, 5 months, my nigga, you guys remember what you was doing at the end of March, mid-March? What are you talking about? You got to move forward now, you know what I mean? There's new shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be all these businesses and everything, they're going to be wanting to get back, all these brands and everything. You got to think they all going to be ready. They're going to have that influx of money, because at that time now, it's a restart. That's how I look at this. It's a restart. You know what I mean? Like, if you was a little bit ahead, yeah, you're going to be ahead, respectfully, because I'm not even going to say that too crazy, but everybody's losing money. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, everybody's losing money. So when you start back up, any soda brand company can compete with any soda brand company. Any food restaurant can compete with any food restaurant. Any this, any that. We all just starting up again. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you can really make the leap to the top. You know what I mean? Adidas come out with some crazy shit as soon as they come back. Like you saying, and they can beat Nike out. You know what I mean? Like, you never really know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my 3 stripes on right now. So shout out to Adidas, man.
Man, shout out to them, man. You mentioned you went to school and everything. How was the school experience, and what made you go to school? When a lot of brothers get caught up, especially in New York and some other shit or whatever, what made you stay focused and go to school? I know you got, you say your mother's a nurse. I know you got some family that, you know, went to school. What motivated you personally, though, to go to school and do something?
Yeah, like, it's different. Like, so, you know, a lot of people don't know, but me and my brother, like, my whole family, we first generation. So, like, everybody else was born in Jamaica. We the first, you know what I mean, kids to be born in America. So, it was always, like, a lot of pressure on us, you know what I mean, like, to do the right thing. That's really what it was. Like, it wasn't that I had to go to school, but I had to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I live by that. So, you had to get a job. You got to support. You got to do this. You got to do that. You a man. There's nothing really you can do about that. You know what I mean? You got to just do that. So that's really what it was for me, because then now I'm going, I'm getting out of school, I'm in high school, you know, you're ripping and running. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm doing a whole bunch of bullshit in high school, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's really, like, taking high school serious, you know what I'm saying? Like, and those who did, they understood the, you know, the end goal. I ain't see the end goal. So at first, I'm doing dumb stuff, you know what I mean? I'm in high school doing whatever, you know, trials and tribulations of a young kid, you feel me? So we going through it, and then, but then I'm not, like, I'm not from, like, I always tell cats, man, yeah, I'm not from, like, the dirty, you know what I mean? Like, that's not New York. Like, I don't think you're going to find nowhere in New York that's just as gritty as you can find somewhere in Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Like, or somewhere in, I don't know, like, because those places, they don't got nothing there, legit. It's just dirt, and, you know what I mean, land. So it's like, of course they most gritty shit a little really out there. In New York City, we all running around. The only thing we care about is getting fly. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, all right, school, you going to get fly or not? So what you wearing to school tomorrow? You come down, come home day. I remember when I was going to school, I'm not worried about the homework that's on my table, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't doing that regardless. So I was running through that. So I never even wanted to go to school. That wasn't even, like, a thing for me. So it wasn't even, like, go to college and X, Y, and Z. What I originally wanted to do was I wanted to go in the, I wanted to get my tech, what they call it? Like, your technical degree, not the tech. It's a trade. I wanted to do the trade, go to trade school.
Like a community that's college, 2-year school, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, you go to trade school, you feel me? Once you go to trade school, you get the, I wanted to be the radiology. That's my mom, she worked in the hospital, so she used to always tell me, like, I used to be sick as a kid, so she'd tell me, like, you know, I used to be like, yo, I do the x-rays for people. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to do. That's kind of like where I came down to it. I was graduating high school. I really didn't have shit going. I'm like, you know what? Let's just do that. You feel me? Like, because I wasn't really getting it accepted in other schools because my grades wasn't wild. You feel what I'm saying? So I really didn't have that much options, bro. I swear, you feel me? Then, next thing you know, my brother, I don't know if you know my brother, my son Jay Rose, you got to get him up there too one day. He's tough too. He, you know, he used to always kind of like come home from school. He, at this time, he played football at Hampton. So he used to come home from school and all that. He used to see my grades and, you know, my older brother's like, you know what I mean, my dog. So he's like, yo, bro, you got to be better. Like, I mean, like, you got to come outside. You got to come to college, bro. You think that this shit live, but you ain't seen nothing yet. So I used to be like, man, what you talking about? Like, legit, what are you talking about? Only thing you hear from the hood is that college is 13th grade and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all of that. Like, it's all you hear from people that, and none of them went to college. So you listen to niggas that didn't even go to college. So, of course, they don't really know what's going on. So my brother coming home, he got the real scoop on college, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he's just like me. So he comes back to crib, he got this, he got that, he showed me videos of niggas having fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just doing their thing. Like, I'm like, wow, that shit lit. Like, you know, it's like the hood, but it's like you outside the hood. It was just weird, like, you know what I mean? Like, you get to do everything the same way, but it's like you're not at the crib, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, wow, like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, that's a win-win, like, I'm thinking college is a whole bunch of squares. Ain't no squares there, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, shit, popping over here. So that's what I was really thinking. I was going through all of that. So I used to go up to visit his school. So he went to Hampton, you feel me? And mind you, I'm in New York. I'm in high school. I would travel down. I traveled down a couple times. I'd go see the school, you feel me? One time I got so fucked up at his school, boy. It was his birthday. I was throwing up everything. That was my first time drinking Henny. Everything, like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you grab bottles of E&J. Sometimes we get a bottle of Henny or whatever. But that was my first time, like, drinking a whole bottle of Henny. You feel me? And I remember the first thing he came to me, he said, was like, he was like, yo, this how we give it up down here. Like, each nigga get their own bottle. So I'm like, what? I'm like, what? That's how y'all give it up? Each nigga get their own bottle? That's crazy. I'm like, I'm about to get in tune there. You feel me? So I got my little paper and shit like that. But, you know me, I go cop the bottle. You know what I mean? Like, I go cop a bottle of Henny. Because me and my man Chad, man, I get so fucked up, I end up throwing up all over myself that night, being in front of everybody, like, in front of all the Johns and everything, mad girls in there, everything, shit crazy, my nigga, like, mind you, I'm in high school, you feel me? So them niggas, you know, he like a junior in college at this point, you feel me? So he got the older bitches in the crib, you know what I'm saying, kind of like, you know what I'm saying, like, kind of like the older girls, and he got some young honeys, but they really the older Johns, and it's lit in there, it's a party, him and his man Booker Val, they doing their thing, and they still got the shit popping though, yo, word. So I end up throwing up, I'm wet, you feel me? So I'm like, damn, throwing up and shit. So I'm sick now, right? Because I'm sitting down on the table, on the chair, the man throw up on my lap, dude, right? So I'm like, damn, son. But I'm like, yo, I love that shit. Like, yo, I love that shit, yo. I gotta go to college. You feel me? Like, so ever since then, I was just like, you know what? I was like a junior at that point. I was like, yo, I could kind of fix what I got going on here. It's not like I'm like, you know, it's not like I done graduated already and I gotta go to, like, community college. I'm like, yo, I could fix what I got going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So I can kind of get a good grade or two, talk to a guidance counselor or two, somebody put in a word for me. All that shit ended up not going down. You feel me? Basically, what happened was my man had called me like, yo, bro, you can get into this school. All you got to do is apply. I said, no way, bro. I got dubbed from everything. Like, I done got dubbed. You from New York. I done got dubbed from DMCC, QCC, all those. You know what I mean? Like, every community, Queens College, King's College, whatever, bro. I done got dubbed from every community college. But I didn't even put the – I was putting the applications wrong now when I look back at it. You feel me? I was trying to get into the four-year program. So that's why I was getting dubbed. You feel me? Like, if I was trying to get into the little community, 2 years, I'd have been good. So, like, you know what I mean? I just peaked out as I got older, you know what I'm saying? But I really was getting cursed from all those schools. So I was like, yo, there's no way that I'm going to get into this school. It's a university. And it's, like, out of town. Like, why would you even put me in this type of position? But the homie, like, yo, bro, trust me. Like, you good. Every single one of us got accepted. So where did my mother I applied? And you know what happened. I got accepted, and that was it. Like, that was it. The rest is history. I went to school. I had a ball. And the rest is history. That's it. Like, now I'm here. She's crazy.
Man, that's beautiful. So what did you get a degree in? And what school you went to?
I got a degree in... I went to Delaware State University. So it's a small school in Delaware, you know what I'm saying? But it's dope, though, because it's like a town school. So, like, it's not like... It's not like you go to Dover and you're looking for... It's not like you come to the A. You see, you come to Atlanta, you got Clark and all these other schools, there's mad Clark and everything going on. It's not like that. You got just the school. That's all you got. So, like, we didn't really too much have to worry about the outside shit, like... having to go outside and next time I just leave the campus and all of that. You on campus. That's what it is. Campus is your life. Campus is what you got. You know what I mean? So it was dope. You know what I mean? You going through school and you kind of got your little family. I went to school for mass communication. When I first got there, this is how you know I really wasn't trying to go to college. I had to be undecided because I didn't even know what major. So my whole first year, I had no major. You know what I mean? So I was just really just in school, my nigga. But that's how much I didn't really know what I was doing with the school shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I started so late. I didn't know what I really, you know, like, had my mind set out to do and, like, what I was going to get a degree in and shit. And I didn't want to waste the time. So niggas is like, yo, don't choose a major right now because you don't want to take classes and do something, you know what I mean? So I really just took the whole first year, I swear, bro, just, like, chilling, cooling, you know what I mean? Like, kind of, like, taking certain classes with certain people, taking some mass communication classes, taking some psychology classes. Then I ended up graduating in mass communication. I really wanted to be a journalist. That's the thing. I graduated in convergence journalism. You feel me? Mass communication. So, like, my first lead out was that I wanted to be Stephen A. Smith. You know, he's from Queens. You feel me? Like, it was a lot of that going on. Like, I really wanted to be like Stephen A. You feel what I'm saying? I thought I had that same exact swag. You feel me? That he brought. Like, that I had that Stuart Scott swag. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought I had, you feel me, or what I could bring to the table for any major network. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I could do that. You feel me? I could talk. I'm about to go to school. I'm going to learn how to use certain words. I'm going to learn how to cut certain shit out of my vocabulary. I'm going to just cut it up, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. You feel me? So by the time I was, like, a junior, like, that was the only thing I was thinking about doing. Like, it was a rap after that. I was the editor for the sports paper. It was like, I was in tune, you feel me? Head sports editor. I really thought that was where I was going to go. But that shit ended up being a dub, too. Ain't that crazy? That's crazy.
Life is crazy. So, we got to get to it, man. How I Know You, man. Shout out to Cam Kirk Studios, man. I was really,
Fendi.
Really, really hurt Fendi. When I was like, yo, it's joint closed because I just wrapped a crazy shoot. I did my first different color black backdrop other than white. I did a black one. I got a clean picture of you. I was like, yo, shit. I was like, that's when I really was like, yo, I really could get into this. I could see my shit somewhere big, man, for real. But Cam Kirk Studios, man.
Hey, you tough too, though. You tough, yeah.
Man, shout out to, man, the legend, the man, the myth. He really going crazy right now. Check out, man, the Cam Kirk on Instagram for real, because he dropping some rare photos that y'all really don't know. If y'all don't know, y'all going to get to know. That's a person that's staying busy. And I think, you know, sometimes they say, like, should I be quiet or should I talk my shit? Cam Kirk ain't really saying nothing, man. But he just really doing, he's showing y'all I've been on this shit. It's some rare, rare photos of fucking Young Thug, Metro Boomin right now, Travis Scott, out of this fucking world right now. But he was there in the trenches, taking them photos, going them places, all that, man. Man, Cam Kirk to the city of Atlanta is just amazing, man. So just speak on, like, how you met Cam, man. How you met Cam?
Nah, Cam is tough. Like, Cam is tough. I thought them niggas was, like, the illest niggas ever. When I was in college, I told my brother out here, you feel me? My brother a lawyer. So we used to just run around the city with Cam. Like, that's kind of how that started. Like, it was him, Cam. They had something about some group, 2-9, and all bunch of other cats they used to be with, you feel me? Whatever was going on with them, you feel me? So they used to always just say, like, yo, you should come out to the A. You feel me? Like, we got this shit popping out here. So, like, I'm like, where? He's like, yeah, bro, just try to come out. You feel me? By the time you get out of here, because I'm in college, they're like, yo, by the time you get out of here, we could probably really have it lit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not just, like, how we got it now, but, like, really make shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could probably really put some pieces together, like, with, like, just the right mindset, you know what I mean? The right nigga on the team. Like, so I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I just always kept that option open to go to Atlanta after I graduated. And then, Cam ended up coming to my crib, you know what I'm saying, like in Queens, and you know, he did the trap bar exhibit, you feel me? And that's what really hit me, cause now I was in the loop, cause now, you know, my brother was doing some OD shit in my mind, you know what I mean? Like, he's running around with Young Thug and him and Young Thug in a music video together. Only thing I was telling niggas in college, like, them niggas is rich, that niggas is clowning, you know what I mean? Atlanta is popping. So like, that's what I was telling Cam, like, I'm gonna fly out there. So, you know, I used to come out here periodically. I came out like 3 times before I actually moved out here. So, I used to come out here for like little vacations, birthdays, you know, stuff like that. So, me and Cam already had kind of, we already came out close past, you feel me? So, because we close past already, it was like, all right, cool, you know, with the mindset that I had, or with the business that he has, we could kind of make them, you know, mesh together, you know what I'm saying, and kind of like push the business to another level. Just with, like, just simply, not like to say, like, only New Yorkers do this, but, like, it's kind of like with that New York state of mind, you know, the thing that we go through. It's just, like, that hustle, gotta get money, got the new thing, be fresh, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of, like, vibe, like, make sure we smiling, make sure that we in tune, make sure you talking to everybody, X, Y, and Z. We kind of push the business to another level. So, that's basically what happened, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of got in tune, all of that, and the rest really is, like, that's where we at now. The shit just started to make a lot of sense. At first, obviously, I'm not a photographer, so like, it was a little tough for me to even understand the game. You would say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand nothing. I'm not a photographer. And no shame to me. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I was, though. It's not what I am. So it was tough. You know, a lot of cats like, you know, how you gonna do this? How you gonna do it? Like, how you gonna find a photography studio? Obviously, not be a photographer. So I'm like, in my mind, shit, I was saying facts. Like, you know what I mean? How the fuck am I gonna do that? That's just better, you know what I mean? So at first, I was just ripping and running with Cam all day. He's running around. We going to the city, wherever we got to go. He bringing me to different little places, you know what I'm saying? He introducing me to people that I need to know, you know, shit like that. So that's kind of like how I learned, you would say, like, I learned, like, the game, you know what I'm saying? And I got to kind of, like, be around certain people. And I had to learn. Learning experiences just on the fly. So that's how I really met Cam. It was really through my brother. He really held it down, passed that connection too.
And I know you talk about your brother, man. Shout out to him right now and let him know what he got going on, because I know he make major moves. I'm in tune. He make major moves in Atlanta. Let them know about him. Let them know where they can find him right now.
Oh, yeah, that's my son. You go ahead and find him on IG, Lord J. Rose, for sure. You feel what I'm saying? Lord J. Rose, if you're on IG. I don't even think he got a Twitter. But right now, you also, I think he got, God damn, I'm catching a brain. Oh, Lucian, hold on, man. I'm catching a brain fart, man. That's fucked up, man. But definitely, if you ever need a lawyer, man, go holler at bro. His body is different. I swear, though, I'll tell you no lies. Like, he really a young gun, you feel me? He's just like me, young gunner. He actually took his IG down, so you can't really find him on IG. But he working, though, bro. He's working right now. He got some major clients under his belt. Ross, a couple other major cats, you feel me? Like, to go along with under Ross and them niggas. So he really doing his thing. The reason why I fuck with him, because, you know, obviously, like I said, like, we live in the same crib, you know what I mean? Like, so I know everything that's going on, you know what I mean? I know who he is, I know where he came from, I know everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got the same parents, you know what I mean? So, like, all the tribes, damn near all of them, except for like high school days, you know what I'm saying? We really went through the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then just, you know, 20 years in high school with Shakes and Macy's, you know what I mean? So that's the difference between us two. But like, but yeah, like, you know, he's tough though, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely tough though, 100%.
Yeah, man, I seen him, man, and I was following his IG, and I definitely had to get him on, man, and, you know, talk his talk, to talk about Rick Ross, Cam Kirk, closing deals with Nike for the Super Bowl, everything, man. The things he's doing. I mean, I stay in tune, man. I know it's something special in that studio, man, so shout out to your brother, man. When you get back online, man, it's a wrap, man. He going to be closing a lot of deals. He going to be back right, and I definitely got to get him on This Is Recorded podcast. But I also, man, the studio is just special, and it make magic, man. Can you just shout out some of the creatives, some of your peoples from the studio right now?
Oh, yeah, like the studio is definitely dope, you know what I mean? Like, what we try to do here at the studio is try to build, like, a creative home. So we just want to be a creative hub for all the creatives alike here in Atlanta. So that's whether you a painter, whether you an artist, whether you... you know, you make shoelaces, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what you do, man. As long as you do something creative, you know what I mean? Like, and you kind of want to push that wave, that's what we got here at the studio. So, more into, like, you know, like, shout out to Nevada, you know, like, them type of people. We should just did an old campaign with Nike and Sprite and Staple Pick. Crazy, you know what I'm saying? You got media. You got a couple cats. Our team is heavy. T-Will, O-Block, Ari, they both with Yachty right now doing their thing, like, our team continues to grow every day. Pablo Ryan just had his first exhibit. Got Juice right here with me. He's doing the podcast with me that we got going on for the Yo, Maya, Brooklyn, Sue, Mozzie, everybody, A Boogie, the whole staff, T Wilson, and those my duns right there, man. Marco just left out the Yo. What we try to do with the studio is that Bugs, you know what I mean? Whoever I'm missing, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's too many. It's too many people. I hope nobody get offended. But just know, if it come from out the studio, if they come from out the studio, it's official. It's great energy in there. It's just special in there. And like, that's what I liked about Cam Post. He posted that it really hurt him more than losing money. It hurt him that he knows this a creative spot. So that's why, you know, that's some real shit. It ain't about losing the bread, even though it's about losing the bread. It's about...
Hey, yo, it's funny you say that, right?
Yeah.
I swear, it's funny you say that, bro. Because that's real, though. Like, Cam will fuck me up with that. You feel me? Like, that's real. That's really how we live, though. And I want the people to know that, like, that's really how we live, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he fronting. Like, you know how some cats, they fronting with it. Like, they fronting. They don't... They not really living it. They not about it. Yo, me and Cam will go back and forth about me telling niggas, yo, you got to charge for that. Cam, like, nah, I'm letting the people in free. Nah, this shit free for them. Nah, free. I'm like, nigga, what?
Bro, the Nike event could have been, like, man.
The Nike event
I went to, bro, it could have been, that yo, they could have been charging for that, bro. It was amazing. Super Bowl in the city, Nike event, could have charged, got over on people. Nah, he didn't do it, man. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm gonna get him on a podcast one day, man. But man,
for sure.
Y'all gotta get in tune.
Sure, I'm gonna make sure that 100%. Whatever you need, man, let me know. Man, I make the call.
Man,
definitely get you in
the meeting. Studio is special, man. I remember when I first came in there, man. Shout out to Skrill. I met him and he just showed me how to do a couple things. The Icon, man. Check out Skrill Davis on Instagram.
He's tough.
And I went in there and he showed me how to work a camera because I want to do some concert photography. But then I took a class, like basic photo shoot with Ryder and him. Shout out Ryder, man. And big things, got to get her on the podcast.
Super tough.
Shout out B Media, Ari, Imani, Max Berry.
I know you had a couple of them on the podcast already. You feel me?
Man, check out those episodes.
Everybody has grown. You got to revisit those episodes, too. You got to get them back because Ari done grown so much. You know, he's doing a lot of big things. You know, you seen him with drinking them the other day. He's bugging, you feel me? So you got to make sure that you circle back. Make sure you get everybody on there. It's kind of like what's been going on episode kind of vibe.
Again, I seen B Media Brandon, man. He did like a cool little photo shoot, bingo, man. the hoodies he just dropped, the merch. Check out B Media, man. This joint is crazy.
Well, B's doing right there was for the mental. You know what I mean? That's for your mental. Like, that right there, that's why I thought that was dope. It's for your mental. It's kind of just a game in these times where it's like, all right, right? I've seen this dope-ass post, right? I've been kind of like, big living off this, like, but on a little bit, but this kind of, like, what made sense. It was like, you actually don't have to learn a new skill or launch a new side hustle. You can focus your energy on staying healthy in these times, physically, mentally, spiritually, in which way that's true for you. Be alive and stay alive. And that post right there, like, that shit hit me because a lot of cats right now, that's just killing them, and that's why they're killing themselves through the depression. They think it too hard. Like, you trying to think or trying to control something you can't control. So because you don't have no control over the situation and the shit is like that, sometimes you gotta kick back and do a fucking bingo, bro. Like, do a crossword, bro. Like, chill. Just take a chill pill. Take it day by day. You gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, you knock out. That's why I thought that what he did the other day was dope. You know what I mean? Like, and then especially how I got all different types of photographers to kind of, like, get in tune with it. That also was dope. You know what I mean? 100%.
That's somebody that's working through it, man. And shout out to, man, Captain Planet. Imani, man, Max Berry, she was trying to tell y'all, man. She was trying to, hey, y'all should grow stuff. Y'all should do this. She was trying to get people to know early. She was on it early. She was like, yo. And she's trying to get you to stay healthy, man. And shout out to the boy Bugs, too, man. I had him on a podcast, too, man. My man. Bugs,
I
man.
I remember that day.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, man. Shout out, man. The studio is just doing some just major things and crazy things, man. I just love it. It's great energy in there. It's just, and I try to be ahead of things, and I see things in people, and I try to get them on early because I'm like, in a minute, they're going to be out of here. Because so it's like, yo, you better get them, and I seen that in you. I seen that. I was like, yo, this energy, and J. Cole said something one time. He said, what's for me is going to get me, but what's not for me is going to miss me. So in life, when you have a loss, Think about something that was so fucked up a long time ago, you ain't never think you was gonna get out of it. And think about how minor that shit is right now. It don't even fucking matter. Like, it don't matter what what happened back then and way back then. It's just like, yo, you gonna get through it.
What I said, you gotta forgive yourself. You feel me? The thing about it is that people haven't forgiven themselves for a lot of shit that they did before in the past. So if you worry about some shit you did 5 years ago, about some shit that happened 5 years ago, forgive yourself. What? You gotta forgive your fuck up. You gotta forgive your lack of knowledge, your ignorance towards that situation. You didn't know. Forgive yourself, boy. You know what I mean? Learn, grow now. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. When you lock yourself into a moment, or you lock yourself into something that happened, of course you never forgave yourself. So it's like you don't know how to grow. You know what I mean? Like, you, it's impossible for you to grow because you're stuck. You know what I'm saying? So, just, like, little things like that, you feel me? Like, and that's what I have to forgive myself, bro. You feel me? And a lot of cats out here that's right now, like you said, they're going to be gone. You feel me? And that's the real thing. A couple of cats is definitely going to spin off. Like, all these spins off. You feel what I'm saying? Like, personally, to me, he's gone. You know what I mean? Full working with Yachty now. That's, to me, that's, you know, he got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's going to be here. He's home with the G's. You know what I mean? But he's gone. Shout out to my man, Sonny. Another cat, you feel me? Went off to go work with the Oakland Raiders, you know what I'm saying? Like, under the photography train. But as long as you keep your mind straight, stay focused, you know, something could happen. You know what I'm saying? That's what I learned with the staff. Because everybody got different swag. You know what I mean? That's the thing, too. Like, just because you creative don't mean that y'all all creatives. I mean, nah, that's kind of weird. But just because you creative don't mean that y'all all the same.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean,
so every cat around me is different.
Yeah, it's magic in that studio, Cam Kirk Studios, right across the street from Magic City. Shout out to Magic City, man. But it's just man, it's just crazy, man. So, I mean, also creative and a great person. I just want you, man, right now, man, to shout out the amazing people in your family or some people you want to shout out, let them know you're thinking about them in this time. Once again, you might miss some people. But first off, like, your mom, man, really on the front lines, man. Speak to her right now. Let her know, man. Let her know. Let the world know right now.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mom, man. Yeah, she's holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, she she definitely holding it down. You feel me? My pops, you know, the job situation, that shit not really there right now. My mom is really frontlining for not just the niggas that shit. She frontlining for my family. So, you know, shout out to my mother, man. She always been holding it down. You feel me? A lot of niggas, they ask me where I get the hustle from. If you ever wanted to know, it's from my mother. You feel me? It ain't nothing from, you know, my pops held it down. He did what he had to do. My pops told me that you got to do the right thing. But my mom, she kind of like told me that you got to hustle. You know what I'm saying? She used to have like 4 or 5 jobs and all that. She be around me bugging. I never see the whole day. She working 8 jobs and shit. That shit be getting tight, but you know how that go. You feel me? So it's just like that kind of vibe. You feel me? Definitely. Like, shout out to the Rush, man. Them cats, them boys up top, those are my dogs. You feel me? Like, you're going to see it a lot. Rush Boss, that's Molly. You feel me? Those my guys up top, though. They hold me down. Like, those, that's like my clique. You know what I mean? Like, that's like my Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Because those cats, they been with me for 10 years plus. You get what I'm saying? Like, those my dogs, you feel me? Like, so when you got people in your corner like that, that's dope, you know what I mean? Like, if you never lost, you know what I'm saying? Although you may be lost in the situation, you may be lost in the vibe right now, maybe lost with the careers and everything, you never lose yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you always can just easily go right back to it just by finding your friends and, you know, finding people that really truly know you. Them kids, them cats watched me grow up out of Queens, you know what I'm saying? When I was 9, 10, you feel me? So I played football with some of them cats since I was 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 24 years old now. I knew my man Butter for 16 plus years. Like, that's my dog, you feel me? We gonna continue that going on. You feel me? Like, that's for life right there. We locked in. We not even no longer friends. We like family. So those cats up top, all the John Nations, man, nothing but major love for them. Ha! They know that.
Yeah. do you have a sister or any other brothers or anything?
Yeah, hell yeah. My family love me. My family big. I got a little sister right now. She at Hampton. She has sophomore year. Shout out to Ad Dollars. She's doing the damn thing for sure, though. She's going to be, she's up top. She right now, she up in New York, too, obviously, because I'm shutting down schools. But she's good, though, because she's just like my brother. You feel me? Like, so when I say that, like, she's real, like, ambitious. Like, she got that whole shit going on. Like, you know, they heavy on books. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, I'm a lawyer. She went through something with law, too. Like, they real book. You know what I mean? Like, kind of smart thing, whatever. But they both understand that I'm the smartest one inside the family, though. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, brain capacity, that kind of vibe. But, like, when it comes to, like, the books and everything, they do their thing. So, shout out to my sister. I got another brother. I got two other older brothers, you feel me? They, you know, like I said, we first generation. So, one of my brothers, they both was born in Jamaica. So, you know, they ain't come to the States for years, you know what I mean? Like, I had one of my brothers come to the States a little year later. Shout out to him. He in Florida right now, my man Sean. He doing his thing for sure. Shout out to my niece, hey, I mean, she great. I got another brother named Anil. He out there. I think he in Barbados right now for reference. Like, fuck you out there. He ain't doing anything. So, you know, just everybody getting older, you feel me? That's one thing. Like, you know, niggas getting older every day, you know, something new. So, kind of like that, man. You know? Word. Yeah, shout out to them, though. Word. And then, like you said, man, shout out to that boy, Tim, man. Word.
Man.
And anybody that's out here in the A, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to them. Those cats are dope. Shout out to my man John Cannon. I mean, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like a lot of cats helped me throughout this process, me personally, because I'm like a sponge. I gotta learn as I go. You feel me? I'm learning on the fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know none of this stuff. You feel me? I'm just really learning everything, and I'm adapting, and I'm bringing what I know to do and how I know to do things to the light. You get what I'm saying? Like. So the same mindset I'm bringing with the game, I'm bringing it to the creative community. You feel me? So that's like kind of like how I'm seeing it right now, and I got, you know, just stay focused and just keep this shit going. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Now, you already know Marley, the ladies' man. She loves my style, man. So keep it 100. What's the worst dish you ever got from a girl? The worst, like, yo, you like. You were so confident. You went up there. You already know you got it in the bag. What's the worst dish you ever got?
Oh, Oh, the worst dish. Oh man. Now a couple honeys played me out, man. Word. You know, that's how it is when you're a shooter. You feel what I'm saying? So you shoot a lot of shots. You gonna miss a lot of shots too. That's just how it goes. So I mean, I got a few of them though. You know how I go. I got a few of them. I got some crazy stories though. Word. That's a funny story. Yeah, all types of stuff you tell me, but one of the craziest dishes I ever got, I don't really don't know. Probably have to bring it back to high school days, man. I used to really shoot at anything in high school. College, I kind of learned how to, like, perfect my craft a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And now in Atlanta, you know, like, the balance. So it's like, you know, you just... But probably would have to take it back to high school. I got valeted a few times in high school, so... A couple times, man.
Yeah, I just know, I'm like, I know you're a shooter. I was like, yo, I know he got somebody done played him out a couple times. I was like, yo, let me ask him.
Yeah, heavy though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Heavy, man, I mean it. Yo, like, everything you can think of, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it goes. You feel me? Like, I mean, one time, man, I was putting some honey, man, from the Bronx or whatever, like, and she ended up fucking with my man. And that was my man, man. We mans like that to today. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he in a rush and all, like, I'm talking about, like, my buddy. And she was, like, my son. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it happened to everybody. Some had dogs put their hands up to me, walk away, you bugging out. You know what I mean? All of that. You know what I'm saying? Especially in New York. You know, I'm from up top. So, when they want to get busy, they flipping you off. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with an angry New York chick. Word. She going to give it to you. I swear. She going to give it to you. You're not even going to see it coming.
Yes. So definitely. Yeah. So which one? So is easier for Atlanta or New York for you to try to shoot your shot?
Yeah, that's tough. Very tough question. I like that. See, now I like you going with this, man. This is dope. I hear that. You feel me? And that's tough. But I would say personally, though, right? Personally, bro, like it's tougher. Ah, man, this is tough. But I would say it has to be tougher in the A, though. Whoa. Because, like, although y'all got, like, you know, the whole ratio of the men and women, whatever was going on out here in the A, it's about where you at, like, and where you at in that life. Like, because, man, New York City high school, man, y'all told you 8 million people, bro. Like, you got to think about it, bro. Like, you're not having no drought. There's no shortage. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you might slip up and have a little doubt for like a week or two if you have to, you know what I mean? But other than that, somebody got something for you, or you going to high school, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in school, so I really wasn't having that extra stress. And then now that I got older and kind of like more getting into like a career, you know, out here, I would say like it's just adapting. You feel me? I'm not really too much talking. I don't really too much chase women out here like that. I'm kind of like focused up with the grind right now. You know what I'm saying? So like that's really the vibe right now for this. But I will say though, you know what I'm saying? Like it probably would be easier for me to get women in New York City rather than get women out here. However, I will say this though, the A though, y'all women like in general are just nicer than you would say a New York woman. But that don't even count for Atlanta no more. I swear to God, throw that out the window. That's like an old saying. That's what they used to say back in the 90s and the 2000s when everybody that was from Atlanta. Now, I could talk to 10 girls and 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10 of them would be from another city. So, you know what I mean? Like, these girls ain't even from Atlanta no more. You know what I'm saying?
True. So now that I got you on the spot, I'm going to keep you here. I like this. Ether or Takeover?
See, that's tough, but you gotta go. I would just go Ether. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just more iconic, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hit him with the balls in the beginning. It was a vibe, you know what I mean? Like, he killed that nigga. Straight disrespect. There's nothing you can do about that, bro. It's like a nigga, it's like you argue with a nigga crazy, right? In the spot, right? And then he the first nigga to drop to suck my dick. That shit right there. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all both was arguing, both of y'all had good points. But if you in a New York spot and you the first nigga to say, suck my dick, that's it. Yeah, he done did it. Like, he done pushed the button. He pushed the button on you. You feel me? Like, So that's what the nigga did.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you know I love the dough, Biggie and Jay-Z, right?
Yeah, hard.
Man, so who got the best of who on that verse?
I would say Hov rocked him on that. Hov rocked him to sleep. That was hard though. That was hard. He was talking his shit on that one. You gotta think about it though. You feel me? Like he was talking his shit. You gotta think, he's like being broke is childish, and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on, me and Pipe on. He took his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just too swagged out. Like, stuck the spot out, see something nice, then I'm gone. You feel me? That's like the vibe that I was on. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's just crazy though, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit really is crazy though. If you think about it, like, I would say that's the reason why I'm jacking, like, you know what I mean, for sure. You put him on that verse. Biggie did his thing on that shit too though. They got Kiss on that album too. A lot of niggas don't know Kiss is on that album too. And Kiss did his thing on Last Day. That shit was hard. And I think Status P and them niggas ripped them niggas on that track too, you feel me? Just like while we on that album, he ripped them on that too. Word. Them niggas is getting busy. Those are young spitters though. That was the niggas young doing their thing. Them niggas like 20 something, 18, 19. And we run around with Big and them. That's why Kiss, you know, he a dope. Word. I hope you hear that, because that's the shit I fucking Kiss. Like, that's one of my favorite artists. You feel me? Like, if I could rank it, whatever I had to do, I definitely would say, I would say Kiss for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some rap shit. Like, 100%. I really don't even listen to, I try not to listen to all the other shit, like, you know, like, too much new age and all that. I think that shit fry your brain, you feel me? Like, word though, that's why I don't think none of them, they not thorough. They're listening to unthorough niggas, everybody, just, you know what I mean, nobody's thorough. So, like, not to say that you can listen to rap music and try to feel like you thorough, but, like, I just feel like the principles that they spitting and shit don't even make sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I heard this one kid, right? You know, rest in peace of the show, you know what I mean? I don't want to sound like no old nigga because I'm 24 years old, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even be, like, doing this shit either, but, like, that's just who I am. But some, like, I don't sell drugs, I take them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he burnt out. Like, it's like, how does the culture shift from being a drug dealer to now being a drug addict? That shit is weird. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't really too much get into that. And then they think that shit is cute. That's what they want to promote. Like, oh yeah, I'm a drug addict. Like, you sound dumb. Like, but that's the thing about it is that, like, this whole ever generation, whatever it is, should not respect it. I mean, it's gonna respect them status quo.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because with that argument too, it's like a lot of these niggas, like, it's like when you rapping right now, you like, yo, took a nigga a bit. Like, you can never do none of this shit. A lot of these niggas is not doing that. But the kids that listen to this shit is doing that. So that's the problem. Like, you know, a lot of niggas is like, yo, I couldn't take all them drugs. I'll be dead. Like, that's the... Cause it sound good with the 808s and... Shout out to
five Molly's mixed in with the Zans, right? That's
yo,
mixed.
Like, I mean, it sounds amazing, and it sounds great, but it's just like, yo, in real life, like, and it's sad because a lot of the young kids, they like, nigga, he said he did that, nigga, I did 10 Zans, nigga, and all of it with a Henny, like, whoa, you like, my nigga, you gotta slow down.
Yeah, yeah, because you gotta think about it. We from the culture where we try to shit on the niggas that got the glory. That's just how it go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is how our vibe is. Like, if you see a nigga shining, you gonna try to shit on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like kind of like how our culture is. So, like, that's why it's competition between rap niggas and drug dealers. Like, that's why it's competition between all these cats. Like, because what's going on is that, like, they like, man, he not living that shit for real. He not no real street nigga. He not no real pill popper. He only popped two bottles of bling. I don't know what the niggas talk about, like, how the niggas talk, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying, though? He only take 2 mollies and I take 4 and shit like that. Like, I really get geeked up. Like, they burnt out. So now they want to sit here and compete with who could take the most drugs. Shit is laced out, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, I fuck with the music. I fuck with the vibe, but I'm older. I could listen to it and leave it right there. It's just for the youngins that really don't, they don't really know. Like, they're like, okay. So he said, oh, he took three, I'm gonna take six. I'm gonna do this. It's just like, bro, it's cool music,
I feel
but
sad for them.
It's crazy.
Cause I remember, it's crazy on real rap, but I do feel sad for them though, kid. Cause I remember when I was young, right? When I was 13, I started getting like outside, you know what I'm saying? Conda, you feel me? Like, so I remember listening to like Wiz Khalifa and shit when I was like 13, 14 years old. But I remember wanting to smoke every single day, my nigga. Like, I used to stay there, bro, and watch the vlogs they used to do and sit down at the computer table and roll up the weed and, like, really try to stay focused, bro, to learn how to roll weed and learn how to smoke weed. I'm 13, 14 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, it's like, that's dumb, though. Like, so I could imagine that them same 13, if you 14 years old, I was a sophomore at that time. If you 14 years old, you're a sophomore in high school, you trying to do lean now, and you trying to do Zans now. You're not even trying to smoke weed. Like, you just, like, weed is boring. You don't even hear rappers talk about smoking weed no more. Like, that shit is, like, dad. Yeah, sometimes you hear a nigga talk about runs real quick, you know what I mean? But niggas ain't even talking on weed no more. It's really, like, y'all fucked off a perk. Like, that's what niggas talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, it's just is crazy, you know what I mean? They're influencing on niggas' lives, and young niggas' lives, and shit like that. You know, you just hope that they're good. But, bro, also, to that same breath, you feel me? I don't even know too much worry about none of that too, know what I mean? Like, I ain't no activist, so it is what it is, you feel me? Like, and I'm not about to stay in March nowhere and tell niggas to stop rapping about what they rapping about, because, you know, get out of your head, you know what I mean? Like, so, ain't no static to that. I heard, you know Jazz, right? That used to be with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
He said some real shit one day, like, he like how niggas, you know, he had that podcast, Glory, he actually had some real shit that I ain't gonna say, I used to say that shit. He was like, yo, bro, these old niggas act like they all was lit. Or they own was live with the spin. Them niggas was whack too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was mad whack niggas back then. Them, like, it's just different. Like, them niggas, just, they don't make it through time. So, like, you're not gonna sit here and hear about the wackest nigga back then because he's not gonna make it through time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't make it through history. So, niggas that made it through history, yeah, they own a live spitter. So, that's why everybody gonna sit and act like rap was in such good hands back then. When he kept playing, he like, yo, bro, there's hundreds of artists, thousands of artists, same way it is today. Hundreds of artists, thousands of artists, one hit wonders, the same way it was today, you know what I'm saying? That culture didn't just get made by us, so niggas gotta take it easy on us, you know what I mean? That was some real shit he said, especially from being like an older nigga. But,
yeah, and it's just like, for me, it's just crazy, because it's like, yo, I'm happy for any young dude to get out their situation, but it's just like, you know, you also gotta understand, like, yo, it is what it, I hate that about hip hop and shit like that. It's like niggas gotta bring that us down in order to build another man up. So we gotta talk that shit. I kill a nigga, do that, and it sounds fucking great. Like, I'm not no hypocrite. Like, nigga, you listening to some shit? Like, nigga, I fire this whole fucking block up right now, nigga. It sounds great, nigga. Like, it sounds amazing. But when you think about what comes with it, it's like, damn. And I just hate that about us. Like Nori says on his podcast and shit like that, these older rock niggas and all this shit like that, they could go out and play a stadium and be 60 and 70. But for us, it's like, nah, you whack and shit at 40 and just shit like that. Like, I hate that. That's the shit I hate about it. Like, damn, son. It's like, how come we can't be, like, niggas can't? But I think it's that hip-hop is so much of a, like, you gotta, like, stay up to par shit, and niggas fall off and be old and be whack. I think the moral of the story to all of this, whether you talking about drugs, talking about selling drugs, doing drugs, whatever, is be yourself. Because when these older niggas start trying to be like the younger niggas, that's when they fall off, and ain't nobody going to no concert of a nigga that looks a fucking fool on stage. Like, niggas is like,
I'm good, son.
So if a young nigga's rapping like that now, and he progresses and get older and get better, it's like, okay, it's cool. But if it's the same little niggas talking about popping perks, and they fucking old as shit, 50 talking about popping perks, it's like, my nigga, I'm not seeing that. It's a rap for that. So I think the moral of the story is like, yo, be you. Be you. Don't try to get on and do that. If that was you and then you grow, that's cool. But don't try to be like these other niggas. And then later on, you got to try to keep up the par with that, and you're not really about that. Is the bottom line, man. So I know I had you on here for a minute, man, and I just really appreciate you coming on here and everything. But
of course, bro, it was a pleasure. Word,
man. But I like though. I like to do something at the end, man. Speak it to existence, man. What's gonna be the legacy of the boy Marley, man? What it's gonna be, man? Talk to him.
Yeah, that's a very, very tough question, bro. Very tough question, but you know, I don't know, man. I ain't gonna flex, man. I don't know, man. What I will say though, what I see myself at though, I do plan on opening, at least a few business, you know, definitely opening up a couple business. I never been too far away from that. You know what I mean? Like I always had some type of shit going on within, you know, some business that I got going on for either myself or, you know, like how I do the producing now. I also manage a few clients. I'm like, you know, just that vibe. I'm always just have multiple businesses going on, you know what I mean? So I just plan on making that a real thing as I get older or, like, you know, as I grow older, whatever, whatever. And then as I learn, you know, I keep doing things like this. Like, believe it or not, guys, I swear on word, bro. Believe it or not, bro, like, yeah, I was nervous, boy, you feel me? Like, I know kind of kept seeing, like, you know, I wasn't really in tune or, like, you know, we kept having a scripted dates, man, but I was nervous, B, you feel me? Like, you know, you think that you're a good talker, so you can talk anywhere. You can talk on the platform, you can talk here, you can talk there. But niggas would be nervous, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad, like, you know, every day I'm learning, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even learned to kind of fight that, and, you know, we got through that, and I feel like we did something dope here today, you feel me, that... You know, we got something good right here.
Definitely. Let me simplify it for her. I guess when people bring up your name, what do you want them to say about you?
Oh, I want them to say that nigga get a lot of money, son. Word. That's what I hope. The next word goes out, yo, man, Molly, man, yeah, that nigga get a lot of money. He do good. I mean, he do good by his people. That's another thing. I always tell you, I do the right thing. Like, you want to hear, I do the right thing, right? That's my main motto, do the right thing. I do the right thing, you feel me? I want people to know that I'm willing to help them. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to go the long way with them. I'm always ready to uplift anybody that I'm around. Ask anybody that's around me, they'll tell you. Now, I'm one of the most self-motivated and one of the most, like, motivating people that you can have in your life, I swear though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna make sure I push you, I motivate you, that you're happy with the situation that you got going on, that you have somebody that you can talk to. Like, that's what I do for people, you know what I mean? So I want them to understand that, and I do want that to grow. I wanna be like, when it's all, like, when it's really all said and done, I want them to be like, yo, you know, he helped a lot of cats, you know, change their lives, and so they could do the right thing, you know what I mean, by the right people, and, like, you know, by their family and stuff like that. That'd be dope to do this thing. Like, you know, that I got some cash and paper that they would, if you know, that they was able to, like, you know, change their life and, you know, they can kind of take their families out of any situation that they was in, you know, because I know how it is. I got some friends that, you know, they're in tough situations. So, you know, you just, I want to be able to do that first of all. And on a high level.
Word,
like,
man.
A saint or something.
Man, I appreciate you, man, and this is recorded.